If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Well, hello, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and this is Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. And it's great being here again this week. If you weren't here last week, we had a great conversation about how bankruptcy is scriptural. People didn't know that. And I also have with me Colleen. How are we doing, Colleen?
Doing good today.
Well, and like I said, this is a call-in radio format show. And so that I guess to start this whole thing off, let's give the phone number of 757-488-5299. And how else can they reach us, Colleen?
Well, that's the way to get through on the phone right now. If they want to get in touch with you, they can go through your website, debtfreeva.com.
That's right.
But you can always reach us here at the station, and I can get you in touch with Steve as well.
And so that's 488-5299. And so we might have some new listeners out there. And so, you know, what we're going to be talking about today is just going back over last week, you know, is bankruptcy scriptural? What does the Bible say about bankruptcy? And surprisingly, it has a lot of concepts and a lot of principles that apply directly to debt forgiveness. We talked about the Old Testament. We talked about the New Testament. We talked about in the Old Testament, you had, the year of release and the forgiveness that was given every 7 years. And also in the New Testament, we talked about grace and how the principle of grace is very much applied in the bankruptcy process. And so those were some of the thoughts. And if you have thoughts about, the biblical basis for bankruptcy, you know, please give us a call. Today, I think we're going to jump into a little different area. We're going to talk about debt, not only debt forgiveness, but credit repair. You know, one of the things that people find themselves concerned about is the ability to purchase and finance things when their credit is in bad shape. And surprisingly, that most people think, well, I don't want to file bankruptcy because that's going to really mess up my credit. Have you ever heard that, Colleen?
I have. I definitely have.
Yeah. And, you know, the problem is that most folks that are saying that, they've already got really damaged credit because of the financial situations they're in. And so usually that what we find, and I've been doing this for about 30 years, that when we pull up the credit reports and the people that are most concerned about damaging their credit score by filing bankruptcy have the very least to lose and the most to gain by getting rid of their debts, getting a fresh start, and then starting a new credit history.
So on that, so if somebody's concerned about their credit, like you said, they should get some information on whether or not bankruptcy is an option for them.
Absolutely. And so what we've done is that we've initiated that we have on our website if you go to debtfreeva.com, that you can set up an appointment so that we can actually review at no cost your financial situation. In just about 10 minutes, we can preliminarily determine whether or not bankruptcy could be right for you, see whether or not you could qualify. And then we got a special program that we're going to launch this week. And you know what that is, Colleen?
No, I have no idea.
Well, it's going to be a program that allows us to give you access to all three of your credit reports, you know, the TransUnion, the Equifax, and the Experian credit reports. And we're going to give it to you for free. Now, there is a slight catch that you have to open a file, which means that basically that we're going to open a bankruptcy file so we can take these reports if you just go directly to these folks, that they will cost, I want to say, I don't want to say because I can't remember, but they're very expensive. I mean, it's like $45
and they're all different to some extent too, I found.
Right. There's going to be different things on each one of the reports. And people say, well, you know, I got Credit Karma or, you know, one of these free sort of fake sort of credit Bureau sort of things, and they don't have half the stuff that you need to see to be able to start correcting your credit history. And so the value that we place on them, we get a discount. It's like $36 for the $12 a piece, but they're much more expensive if you buy them directly from the companies. And so that if you open a file, put $100 down as far as your file, we'll give you these reports free, which is at least a $36 value. And the nice thing about that is that we'll then be able to say, this is what your credit score is, and they'll give you an estimate as far as what your credit score will be in a year, but then we'll tell you what your credit score can really be.
Okay, so you need to be fully informed to try to be intelligent towards figuring out what you want to do.
Absolutely. And so, you know, what happens is that the credit score and this credit score estimate they give you doesn't take into account that you can do some things to actually really increase your credit score, you know, because once you get rid of all the derogatory statements that are on your credit report, that's the first step. We see it as a three-step plan. First step is to get rid of the bad credit. And with the bankruptcy stay, that's the automatic stay in bankruptcy, that once you get your discharge, which takes about 4 months from the time you file, that no derogatory statements can be made on your credit report without violating that automatic stay. But unfortunately, sometimes there'll be those derogatory statements. They'll say something like, discharged in bankruptcy or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. That's not appropriate. They need to be taken off. So the second step is to clean up the report and make it better.
Like I said, make sure it's accurate first, and then, you know, and sometimes there's mistakes on there. Sometimes things aren't supposed to be on there. So
absolutely,
that'll help to get that cleared up.
A lot of times people will see, I filed bankruptcy and my credit score is just not going up. You know, it's not going up like it's supposed to go up. And then once we pull the credit score, that we'll find that there's these derogatory statements still on there. So, you know, we have ways to clean up that credit score. And we have professionals that we partner with that will help you out cleaning those as well.
Well, you've been in the business for a while and this is what you do. So you understand that. Us, like if I tried to do it, I would have no clue because it's not my thing and I don't understand it. But you've been doing this. You've seen every scenario most likely as far as that goes about people's credit. You are listening to Steve Taylor from the Alliance Legal Group. He is talking to you about biblical financial freedom. And if you have a question maybe about your credit score, what that means, or what does bankruptcy mean, you can call us now for this half hour at 757-488-5299. That's 488-5299 to get your call, get your answer, or at least a question in so that we can try to get an answer to you regarding that. It's 488-5299. We're here live here in the studio at WPMH taking your phone calls up until the top of the hour. So we'd love to hear from you to find out what your question is regarding credit, regarding bankruptcy, any financial type things, and we come at it from a biblical perspective as well.
That's right. You know, and I think the credit card companies want you to believe that your family's financial life will be ruined after filing bankruptcy. I think they want you to believe that. But the truth is, just by following simple steps, you know, that your credit and financial credibility will be improved immediately. And so we look forward to helping people. Our website, again, is debtfreeva.com. And so the best way and the easiest way to contact us is probably through the internet. But if you want to contact us directly by phone, our phone number is 757-482-5705. Next week, of course, we have, you know, we still have 20 plus minutes on this one, but next week I wanted to announce that I think we have a special guest that's going to be with us, Colleen.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah. And so her name is Satin, Satin.
Okay.
And that and so she is one of the professionals that we use from one of our people that we partner with. And she will explain to you some of the ins and outs of how the credit repair process works.
I'd like to get different perspectives, so it's always good to hear from the people who are doing the work.
Absolutely. And so, you know, it's a three-step process. You know, one, get rid of the bad debt. Two, repair those things that need to be repaired as far as your existing debt. And then three, you have to rebuild the debt. You have to actually rebuild the debt so you get a really good credit score. We see people having, one of the folks that I think may call today, if not then maybe next week, was going to be a guest that we had invited, that we had represented during the bankruptcy process. And that 6 months into the process after the discharge, she's already got a 720 score. 720 from a 400 score.
Okay, that's quite a jump.
It's a huge jump. That's not even mentioning all the debts that she got discharged.
It's just a peace of mind too, like you said. It's one thing for you just to get taken out of that, but now it gives her a new lease on life, a new direction to go in without that burden of the debt.
You know, we had a couple come in yesterday, and they were so burdened coming in. You know, they you know, one person had a house, you know, the couple had a house, one person, it was in her name, and that he had several vehicles. And, you know, just about to the point of crying, they were one step away from crying. Of course, we prayed before we started, and that we started just, you know, figuring out why the burden was so great, and that sometimes people just feel like it's hopeless,
yeah.
You know, and that they're going to lose everything, and that there's no... You know, and one thing I think that there might be somebody out there that I want to really share with. Everything that you have on this earth is temporal. You know, if you're a Christian, if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, that you're playing with house money. You know what I'm saying?
True. My daughter reminds me all the time. She goes, "It's not ours, Mommy. It's God's." And I said, "You're right." Through the mouths of babes, right?
That's
She's
right.
nine. So she always reminds me that those are not our things. Those belong to God.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, when I shared last week my testimony, when I gave my life to Jesus in 1999, I was to the point, you know, obviously that I was going through a lot of things. One of them was financial burden. And that that when you think that your whole life is based, your whole security is based upon your finances, it's overwhelming. So, you know, one of the first steps, I think, in being able to get control of your finances so that you can have peace is to really determine where you're at with the Prince of Peace.
Mm. Very good.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And so that as long as you recognize, you know, that as long as you recognize that he's in control, that everything that you have is really his, and even including your future, if you've given everything to him, he's going to take care of it. He's got a plan. And so you might be going through financial, that person out there driving in their vehicle or at home right now, and you got all these financial issues just bearing down on you. It didn't take, listen, he loves you so much that if you've accepted Jesus Christ, that he's quite aware of those debts. It didn't catch him by surprise. And in fact, that he already knows how you're going to respond to this debt burden. But you know what? He wants you to know how you're going to respond to that debt burden.
That's excellent. Definitely, you know, it's good to have that perspective. And like you said, it clears up things. You know, people make mistakes. They get into situations that are outside of their control. But knowing that God will direct their paths and lead them into the direction to find out ways that they can be helped, you know, through the process and get on the other side of it is excellent.
Absolutely.
To know.
By the time we walked out of that meeting yesterday, by the time we walked out, you know, we had shared the gospel, that we had talked a little bit about, you know, where they were at, not only financially, but, you know, why they were so burdened with this issue, you know, that there was a definite recognition that everything was going to be okay. We opened a file that, you know, not only were we planning on getting rid of this financial debt, but there was a recognition that God was in control, and that no matter what happened, and it was all going to be good. I could tell you this because I've seen a lot of cases. This is going to be a great bankruptcy. This is going to be one that's going to clean off their debts. It's going to give them a fresh start. You know, these folks were just average folks that were caught up in this COVID-19 thing. They had a business, and that the business failed. I mean, that's what happened. It's just there was, because of a lot of dynamics, that they it couldn't survive. They had some business partner sort of issues that didn't work out too good. You know, when things get rough, you know, sometimes, you know, things happen between folks that are working together. And so they found themselves with a lot of debt, and, you know, as opposed to working in the business, making a lot of money, they were, you know, he was working as a, in a $15 an hour job, which is, you know, but that he was
admirable for sure.
Absolutely. But he needed a change. He needed to get rid of the old debts and start brand new. And that's what bankruptcy can do.
We are speaking with Steve Taylor again. The phone lines are open at 488-5299, 488-5299. Now, we are talking about bankruptcy and debt and things like that, and maybe that's not your situation. Maybe you've come through something. We'd love to hear some testimonies to that effect as well, how God has brought you through and taken care of your needs there and directed you in the right place. 757-488-5299. You can find out more about Steve by going to debtfreeva.com as well, debtfreeva.com.
You know, I appreciate that, Colleen. You know, one of the things that we've been doing a lot more lately of is workouts. You know, that we've had business owners that I can think of two in particular, had these huge financial debts. Both were restaurants, as a matter of fact. Okay. Not as many people are eating out nowadays.
No, doing some takeout and things like that. I was going to ask you, have you talked to some businesses? So
yeah, and so that these two folks, good folks, you know, living the American dream up to about 6 months. But part of the American dream sometime is, you know, restarting. And so that's what the bankruptcy code's all about. And these folks just couldn't make it. And so their other credit really wasn't too bad, but they had these huge debts based upon their business. Mm-hmm. And so the question was, do I file bankruptcy or do I just like try to settle this debt? And or, you know, what's the plan? So we'll be happy to review that, the possibilities. So bankruptcy isn't always what we call for. You know, in one of the cases that we had very recently, it was both. Work out this debt, and then we're going to go ahead and clean all the rest of the debt with a bankruptcy. There was a reason that we wanted to work out the first debt, because he had co-debtors, and he didn't want, you know, lots of times when you go into a big financial venture, you might get your dad to sign on or, you know, somebody
else. Get some help from somebody.
Yeah, and so that you don't want to just, like, file bankruptcy and leave that other person holding the bag.
All right.
So, you know, sometimes we have to do special situations to fix special problems. You know, and a lot of these things aren't readily evident to the person that hasn't done these all the time. And so, you know, one of the first suggestions I would make, if you got a big debt and you got somebody that you're trying to work something out, usually I say don't call them directly. Don't call them directly. Because if they hear from you, they're going to pick your brain. They're going to, you know, it's always better to have this agency theory where you're going through the good cop, bad cop. You know, I'm the bad cop, you know, he's the good cop in the background, and I work out the deal with the creditor, and I don't have to show all my cards in the negotiation process. And so, you know, workouts especially, you know, maybe you got a credit card that's $20,000. You know, people have those kind of cards. Mm-hmm. And that they say, you know, I just don't want to pay that $20,000. It's a lot of money. You know, that I can't pay it. I don't have that kind of money. And so one of the worst things you can do is call them up and say, hey, let's like to negotiate this number down. Because they're going to say, all right, well, send me your tax returns. Send me a copy of the deed of your house. You know, give me all the information and we'll talk.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good. So, that's not good advice.
And then finally they come to me and say, you know, these guys won't give me a break. They're going to file a lien against my house. And, you know, it's just terrible. And so, but all the cards are out there at this point, and that, you know, that the other side doesn't have anything to worry about as far as getting information.
So you come alongside as an advocate then?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's a biblical principle as well.
It sure is, isn't it? And, you know, the Bible tells us that with many counselors go to war. And that's what people find themselves in. They're in a battle, you know, that they've got situations. Sometimes others cause it, sometimes circumstances, sometimes they cause it. But, you know, at that point they find themselves, you know, that they want to get, they you know, I'm speaking to one person right now that is having a hard time keeping food on his family's table. You know, they got some really difficult circumstances. So the question is, do I pay this bill? Do I pay the other bill? And so you can help them structure how they're going to get through this thing in such a way that basically that they make reasonable decisions. You know, not to spend the money on things we're going to get rid of if they don't have the money to put food on the table.
True. Making those proper decisions and knowing the right way to go, for sure.
So if there's anybody out there that's just burdened, that, you know, call in. Call us at the 488-5299. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to talk to you. If you've got bad credit, if you've got tough credit, if you've got a situation that you don't know how to resolve, you know, give us a call on that as well. If you've got, you know, a credit score issue and you don't understand how credit works and that you want to know more about that, you know, you can go directly to our website at debtfreeva.com and then set up a free appointment. You know, that if you've got a credit score problem, you probably got a debt problem, you know, probably. You know, some folks say, listen, I'm not going to file bankruptcy because, you know, all these creditors that I have, they've all been written off. They've all been charged off, you know, and so that I'm not going to worry about them anymore. Well, you should be concerned about them because the only way you're going to get those off your credit score is probably a bankruptcy. And so if you don't want credit for the next 7 years or whatever years that are still on the time frame as far as that before they take those off, then you should consider at least getting some advice, going through this free offer that we're doing to open a file, pay $100, get 3 credit reports, review the credit reports. Usually we don't give the credit reports out until the very end, you know, when you've paid all of your balance, because we don't want new creditors to come on and have to do a second set of credit reports. But, you know, I think that there's a big advantage in the front end, taking a look at your credit reports and getting an idea of where you're at and where you might be able to go.
Definitely important to be informed, like we've been talking about all along. You need to be informed. And if you're in a situation, it's not the end of the world. It's not a big hole that you can't dig yourself out of. You can definitely get through that. And I suggest contacting Steve Taylor and his group there, debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. We come to you here every Tuesday afternoon at 12:30 to answer some of those questions that you might have. Maybe you're embarrassed. Maybe you're afraid to ask. You can do that here with us at 488-5299, 488-5299. We call the show Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. And who doesn't want to be free of those situations, you know, those struggles that you have, because then your mind is not clear and you can't focus on what God wants you to do. So we ask you, if you have a question, if you have a comment, maybe, like I've said before, you've come through something already and you have a testimony to share, we'd love to hear from you at 488-5299.
Amen. You know, there's 2 types of bankruptcies, Colleen. Chapter 7, there's really more than that. There's 7, 11, 12, 13. There's even other...
lots of numbers.
Lots of numbers, but the 12s and the 13s, most of the listeners out there, it doesn't apply to them. That's farms and businesses. You know, 12s being farms, 11 being businesses. Most folks like you and I, individual consumer debtors, will qualify or will that have available to them that they might qualify... is chapter 7 and chapter 13. You know, a lot of folks know what chapter 7 is. It's kind of like, you know, they come in and say, I want the whole thing. I want the whole thing discharged. And they both do that.
But once, everybody wants everything taken away, right?
They just want all the debts gone. But that 7 is a relatively quick procedure where we file, then about 4 months later, you get this order saying your dischargeable debts are gone. Usually unsecured debts are gone. And then the other bankruptcy is a Chapter 13, and usually folks don't want to be in a bankruptcy for 5 years. I mean, it's just because, you know, they'd rather be out in 4 months. But there's a lot of advantages and a lot of things that a Chapter 13 can do that a Chapter 7 can't do. And you need a professional to be able to share with you some of the really good benefits that a Chapter 13 can do for them in their particular circumstance.
And like you said, each circumstance is unique to the situation. And so you do need to get some counsel. You do need to look into that. And that's why we are offering some general information here on the station. But you can certainly get in touch with Steve directly through his group, debtfreeva.com, to find out more information and ask those specific questions to your circumstance as well. We just have a few more minutes left of this half hour. So if you have a question, 488-5299. 99. It's 757-488-5299. You're listening to The Lighthouse, and we want to hear from you for this half hour. If you have a question regarding financial situations, regarding credit scores, regarding bankruptcy, whatever situation that you might be in or I've heard about or have a question regarding, we'd love to hear from you.
You know, in the last maybe 5 minutes or so, as far as our program, you know, I wanted to just talk very briefly about what Chapter 13 can help, you know, those individuals we talked about a minute ago, what some of those things that people don't even realize that they can be helped on. You know, that bankruptcy can stop income tax refund interception. So, you know, if every year for the last, like, so long that you've always had your, you never get your, because you got a lot of tax.
They take it away.
But people don't realize that, you know, if it's more than 3 years old, we can just discharge that debt. You know, but that even if they're non-dischargeable debts, we can put those debts into a program where you pay them off over a 5-year period of time and start getting your tax refunds. You know, make this a manageable debt that's not having your income tax taken every time that you do it. You know, that we can also, you know, people right now aren't too worried about student loan payments because everybody's got that COVID-19.
They're all deferred for the moment, or, you know.
But they're going to be back on
forbearance or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But we can actually get them forbeared for the next 5 years.
Wow.
So we can put those off, let, you know, you take care of the rest of your debts while you do that, not have to pay the student loans. That tax liens, a wonderful way, you know, lots of times we have folks coming all the time, and they say, you know, I've got like these two mortgages on my house. You know, my house's not even worth that much money. You know, that they say the property is maybe worth $100,000, and that their first mortgage is like $120,000, and they got this other loan for like $40,000 on the thing, and they say, well, you know, I can't even afford to pay my first mortgage, not my second mortgage too, and so that the. So the bottom line is that a Chapter 13 can actually take that second mortgage off completely, so you don't have to pay for it. Completely wiped out, completely released.
That's definitely important, you know, to get those things taken care of and off of your debts. And like you said, do it a little at a time, kind of like a payment plan of sorts. You know, take care of those immediate things, and then it will free you up for other things.
Well, and the really good thing about the lien strip that we just talked about, it actually just takes them off. You just wipe it off. Just take it off the property altogether.
Don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, just gone. And so that's part of the, and no extra charge in your bankruptcy, just part of our friendly business. You know, that's what we do.
Well, you're there to help people, you know, in their toughest times. You know, nobody wants to go through a bankruptcy. I'm sure when they come to you, they're like, they're in the worst situation possible. They don't want to, but they need to. And so, you know, that's a difficult situation to be in, but you're actually helping people through a certain circumstance. So we are glad that you're here. We're glad that you're offering these different pieces of advice for people, and regardless of their situation. And we have to wrap it up pretty much in a few minutes, but we're talking to Steve Taylor from the Alliance Legal Group. We're going to be here every Tuesday from 12:30 to 1 o'clock. So maybe you didn't have a question today, but you might have one for next week. We invite you to contact us at 488-5299 or go to debtfreeva.com, which is his website, to find out more information there as well.
Well, and I suppose the thing that I'd like to do before we go off the air is maybe just pray for those folks that are out there. There's probably somebody, you know, we talked about this, we prayed about it before we went online, that there might be somebody out there that is just so burdened right now. They said, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this debt problem. Let's pray for them real quick, and then we'll close, and then Lord willing, we'll see you next week. So let's pray. Father, we love you, and we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are our advocate. And Lord, you've given us the opportunity to have wisdom when we call out to you. So Father, that I just pray for that person that is overwhelmed and burdened by this financial problem they have. I pray, Father, that they would reach out, Lord, that you would help them. And Lord, that you give them a fresh start. So Father, we're going to trust you with these folks and ask you to give them peace as they seek you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.